It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program felt relief after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the program, but they still face an uncertain future. Gabriel Duenas Luna of Pueblo came to the U.S. with his parents when he was three. DACA lets him get a driver's license, work, pay taxes, and go to college to become a nurse. He's grateful for the court ruling, but he says what he needs is citizenship.
I put in 3 years of college already. But there's a test that you take at the end of the year, and that would register you as a nurse. But if you're not either a resident or a U.S. citizen, you can't take that.
Both Colorado's U.S. senators say Congress should pass immigration reform that protects the DACA recipients and provides a path to citizenship. University of Colorado Regents approved a new budget for the coming school year. CPR's Grace Hood explains some CU campuses will be harder hit than others.
The Colorado Springs campus will see a nearly 10% drop in its budget. CU Denver is close behind with an estimated 9% budget decline. CU Boulder will see the most modest decline in dollars at just 2%. All state-funded higher education institutions were hamstrung in May when the Colorado legislature approved a 54% drop in state funds. Much of that was backfilled with federal coronavirus relief dollars. But lack of robust enrollment combined with flat tuition prompted the CU system to adopt other cost-cutting measures, like furloughs and keeping open job positions unfilled. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
The state has ordered a coal operation in western Colorado to stop its expansion into a protected area. That follows Mountain Coal Company's construction of a new road in the Sunset Roadless area near Paonia. The order doesn't end the company's current operations below the surface of the roadless area. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.